system, which will be replaced once this is implemented.
And in places that have, well, I guess the first question is, are there places that have done something similar to this? And then the second question is, if there are in those places, is this typically the way it's approached, that you bring in what I would consider a paid contract outside consultant to sort of get, do the whole analysis?
Yeah, it's very difficult because these initiatives, you know, there's some of the challenges we have here. Again, it's not one size fits all for every organization. In our organization, I think the first 1 month I was here, I spent a lot of time understanding our current state and situation. What I realized is we haven't undertaken initiatives like this in the last 15, 30 years, right? So, and some of these processes, as I mentioned, are very manual processes because we could not customize the systems. So a lot of manual processes have occurred and personnel, we lost this personnel. So there's a lot of effort understanding what we have, which, you know, I hate to use the word hodgepodge, but it's more a lot of systems put together to somehow work, you know, they're working, but a lot of challenges. So to go from that situation to a state where we have all of the systems integrated and with one single source of data, the truth, and reporting and compliance occurring from those systems is going to be a lot of effort. So we certainly need this help, but the advisory services, the approach we are taking here is a little specific to our environment here, especially with the advisory services, because we need assistance from outside to, for us to, it's going to take at least 3 to 5 years to implement this whole program. So during the time, we want some subject matter experts to be with us, not only understanding our domain expertise, our knowledge, but to guide us through the preparation, planning, and execution phases of it. So that's what we are starting with right now in the advanced services.
So, and I don't, maybe you weren't on the committee that reviewed the proposals, but I'm just curious, can you give us some examples of organizations that would use an international consulting acquisition company like this at this level, this size, $4 million from beginning to end? I don't doubt that it happens, I just can't get my head around what kind of other entities would do that.
You want examples of the organizations that have done this before?
Or? The organizations that this company or the other bidders would have worked for. I assume when you reviewed the responses to the proposals, you looked at what other experience they
had.
So, this particular company, during their RFP process, the presentation they gave us,
We're checking.
Okay. We're boiling in the...
They indicated that they have worked at 17 other states across the United States where they have done services-specific advisory services. And 17 out of 50 United States. So, and there are some of them are Colway-related projects, some are IDOT-related projects, I mean, sorry, DOT-related projects now. So, yeah, they have done a lot of work in those areas.
At this level? This is about what tollways have they worked with?
New Jersey Turnpike Recorder and the West Virginia.
New Jersey. So in New Jersey, so they basically they're the advisor and management service, providing all the management and advisory services.
That's correct. That's what I mean.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's what we were told, and they have references also provided and
we verified its references.
I think so.
Yes, we did. Fred Thornton was the other finalist that we reviewed. What separated them from Grant Thornton?
Do we really want to get into a discussion of, I mean, there's a selection process and a selection committee. You know, I just want to be sensitive to discussing, you know, what has been, you know, our selection committees have to sign off of confidentiality agreements and other things. I just want to be mindful that we're not treading into an area that is problematic for us.
Are there any specific questions related to the program itself? If I can answer and then we can jump into the contract.
It's a 4-year contract?
Right.
Yeah. Implementation is over the 4 years?
Yes. Yeah, so this vendor is going to be with us, as Prasad said, from the cradle to the grave, right? They're going to help us identify all the requirements that we'll put forward in a future RFP for the actual software. and then implementation services. So the length of this contract will be a four-year initial term with, I think it was...
What was the renewal option?
Yeah.
With two, well, up to 4 years worth of renewal options. So two-year renewal options. But let me talk about the process a little bit, since, you know, we had a question on that. So this was a RFP, professional artistic procurement. So we received five proposals to this RFP. Two of the vendors, right from the get-go, were non-responsive to the DEP requirement. They failed to commit to the 20% DEP goal, and they didn't. And if they didn't commit to the goal, they didn't demonstrate a good faith effort to get in there. So they were rejected as being non-responsive. One vendor didn't score enough points technically to be considered for further evaluation. It's almost like a two-phased approach. So that left the two remaining vendors. Both of those two vendors scored high enough to come in for oral presentations. And then after those presentations were had, then, you know, the evaluation committee scored those proposals based on our requirements that we had in the RFP. And then it's been determined that International Consulting Acquisition Corp, doing business as ISG Public Sector, is a vendor that brings the best value to the tollway as far as meeting all of our requirements. So we're, you know, we're seeking board approval today to start negotiating a contract with them. And we are confident with this vendor in the selection today. So that's a little bit about the process and how it's conducted.
And back to the Sherwood's comments about where they work. So New Jersey, they do the entire tollway system there also. They're implementing.
They didn't advise the services for project management as we know. I wouldn't say the entire implement.
So they're not doing it at this level for New Jersey?
They are. I mean,
so if you get back to that other slide, I think what he's saying is they're doing that one piece that they'll be doing here rather than the implementation.
The implementation of the whole thing.
So in other words, Prasad, in those agencies, they're performing similar functions where they're going to be with those, you know, governmental agencies from the beginning to the end.
Right, and these implementation services, you know, they will start after the initial.
And I know we talk about a potential 4 years here, but if I recall from some of the earlier discussions, we expect this to be a phased implementation, right? So it's not as if the entire ERP system will be turned on at the end of 4 years. There would be phases where some of the more critical, what we would find to be critical component parts, might come online earlier, right? Like the financial systems.
That's correct, Christy. So the first 6 months of the program, where we gather the requirements and start the planning process, we'll identify the priorities and then a phased rollout of the program. So at this point, we think it's the finances of the goal first and followed by other departments. And the finance can go as early as 2016, January 1st. Based on what we know right now.
Yeah, so they are doing this in plenty of other jurisdictions, and we're confident with the level of experience that they're bringing to the table today.
Okay. Thank you, that's well.
And then just so you know, the IDNV procurement is on the street right now. It's being advertised, so those are due to the other one.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay, John.
Okay, so I guess we're going to item four. Okay, so the fourth item is an award of a tollway invitation for a bid to purchase mowing tractors and equipment. All these units are replacements and have met our replacement criteria. This procurement consisted of four different line items, and bidders weren't required to bid on all lines. Award of each item is being made to the lowest responsive bidder. Award is recommended to Martin Implement Sales Incorporated and WAG Limited, also known as White House Equipment Sales, in a total amount not to exceed $581,711. So now I would like to present the last two items together, as they're both, you know, related to roadway abrasives. So as we all know, you know, we've had a harsh winter so far. We typically don't start applying abrasives until the beginning to mid-January, when temperatures dip below 20 degrees. Is that's when rock salt starts to lose its effectiveness. This year we experienced extremely low temperatures combined with several snowstorms in December, which led us to start applying the abrasives much earlier to maintain safe roads for our customers. So abrasives don't de-ice the roads, but rather they provide better traction for the vehicles to the pavement. And now that you have that backdrop, let me jump right into item number five. So item number five is an award of our, of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase roadway abrasives. Award is recommended to Fueling Materials LLC in an amount not to exceed $329,196 for a 30-month term. And then building off that, item number six is an award of a tollway emergency procurement for roadway abrasives. So while we're conducting the procurement process for item number five and experiencing the severe weather conditions, we initiated an emergency procurement as a precautionary step to ensure that we have plenty of abrasives while we complete the competitive process. Well, one thing to note is that the vendor, you know, it's the same vendor for both items, and they're charging us the same price for the emergency as they quoted in the invitation for bid. They have been a great vendor to the tollway and generally deliver the material within a day or two upon order receipt. So awards recommended to Fueling Materials LLC in an amount not to exceed $158,358.
These are emergency purchases through a standard contract?
Well, item number six was an emergency. So while we were completing the competitive procurement, we already had bids, and you know, just to make sure, again, as a precautionary step, we utilize an emergency procurement to bring in the material right away. So they're separate items, but it's the same vendor.
Same
pricing and everything.
Same. Okay. Thank you.
All the lives are saved.
Thank you. Engineering. All this. So, Ryan, sir.
Morning, directors. Item one, I'll jump right in. It's a construction contract. This is for the demolition of the explained Oasis Pavilion portion of that Oasis on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. Work is going to include some reconstruction of the adjacent truck parking areas there. Tollway is going to take possession of this property on April 1. We need to remove this Oasis in order to fully install the I-90 widening and reconstruction contract, which is going to pass underneath this Oasis. We got three bids on this contract. FH Pash and SM Nielsen is the low bidder at $4,066,901.50, and they are committed to meet our advertised bidding goal for this work.
Vendors will be out of there, you said, by the end of, we'll take possession April 1st?
Yeah.
And the vendors will be out by that time.
But it'll be prior to April 1st.
Prior to April 1st.
And again,
that's correct. Yeah. The fuel stations will remain in place and operating throughout and afterwards. Item two is a construction contract award. This is for retaining walls and noise walls along the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway from Illinois Route 25 to Illinois Route 59. That's a 2.3-mile section. This work is going to be advance of that I-90 reconstruction and widening effort that we are planning to begin on the Eastern Corridor in 2015. We received six bids on this contract. Quote is the low bidder at $12,570,063.58. I do note there was a variance between the low bid and the engineer's estimate on this. What I see in our favor, though, is that we did get multiple bidders, and the bids are very closely spaced. So this, we feel we're getting a good price for this work, or we are getting a competitive price for this work. The engineer, in this case, actually, in the estimate, did not use a correct unit price for the retaining walls, and the actual unit price that we was bid was very much in line with our historical data. So, and we are currently under budget within the I-90 corridor, so we are still recommending award of this contract. Item three is a construction contract award for fabrication and installation of a power distribution and communication facility on the western portion of I-90. That's the Jane Addams. That's in the 34.6-mile western corridor section. This contract's going to provide the tollway with continuous and reliable power and communication capabilities This is primarily a rural portion of our system where we don't have, you know, as much combat services as we would like to have to utilize. So we are going to build it into our corridor itself. We did get 5 bids on this work. Reed is the low bidder at $10,366,603.06. Once again, I note there was a variance between the engineer's estimate and the bid. However, we did get multiple bids. They are closely spaced. This is specialty work for us. It's not work that we have a lot of historical information on or data with respect to the unit prices. And we do know that the I-90 corridor is within the budget, so we're recommending awarding this contract.
That'll be for the whole corridor?
Yeah. The whole western corridor portion, that's 34.6 miles roughly from the Elgin Toll Plaza out to Kacheri Valley Interchange at the west end. The next several items are all professional service contract awards. Item number 4 is for design services associated with roadway reconstruction that we have planned on the Reagan Memorial Tollway between York Road and I-290. This design contract is going to be very much in advance of the actual construction work, but we felt, you know, we'd like to have the design completed, fully reviewed, and ready to go so that, you know, when we go into reconstructing that section, you know, we won't have any delays. Award is recommended to Parsons Transportation Group in the amount of $3,348,578.95, and they've committed to exceeding the VBE goal as advertised. Parsons last served the tollway as a prime in 2005, so they haven't been selected in a while.
Good.
All the next contracts were off of our most recent professional service bulletin, 13-4. We did selections in December 2013. We had a lot of interest in our work, 109 firms, 303 statements of interest. We had really good selection results. We thought we got really qualified people submitting. I will note that overall we did select out of the 14 items, 8 DVE firms are going to serve as primes per this bulletin. And we had 4 new primes, new tollway prime people, and 3 new sub-consultants. We had 3 men of proteges, so we're very happy with the selection team results. All these, we were able to bring these so quickly to the board because they're all upon request contracts. They have established upper limits, and we actually manage them on a task order basis. So there is not much negotiating that goes on with these. So item 6 is a professional service contract. It's for construction management for some of the advanced work on the Elgin O'Hare Western Corridor. Award is recommended to CivilTech in the amount of $4,247,645, and they are committing to exceeding our DBE requirement. Item 7 is a professional service contract for construction management associated with work that we're going to do on the water main on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. Award is recommended to the joint venture of Omega and Associates. They are a prime MBE firm, and AMAC Environment and Infrastructure, an amount not to exceed $7 million. Both Omega and AMAC were selected on a recent bulletin. They're actually the corridor construction managers for the East End. The reason why we really like this is because this work is going to occur in both of their sections, and they are going to unify the responsibility for overseeing this work, and they understand how important it is to the overall schedule of our widening and reconstruction effort in that section.
They're going to unify the work, meaning the pipes are going to meet?
Yes.
Connect?
Yes.
Oh,
it will be less potential for error, and that would be an error. Item 8, professional service contract for design services upon request. Award is recommended to the DWBE firm, EJM Engineering, in an amount of $6,500,000. They are committed to exceed the DBE requirement. Glover is one of their sub-consultants on this, so this will be their first time serving as a sub-consultant for the total. Continue. continue. Item 9, professional service contract. This is for design services upon request system-wide. Award is recommended to a DMBE firm, Infrastructure Engineering, in the amount of $3,999,969.56. They also have committed to exceeding the DB requirement. Item 10 is a professional service contract for design upon request system-wide. Award is recommended to the joint venture of an MBE firm, David Mason and Associates, and also Horner Shiprin, in the amount of $2,500,000. They are also committed to exceed our DB requirement, and David Mason will be serving as a tollway prime for the first time on this contract, along with Horner Shiprin, is completely new to the tollway.
I see that Mason didn't successfully complete a earlier, I assume people bid on more than one proposal at a time, doesn't it?
They do. They can bid on more than one item on a bulletin.
And then you try to figure out the capacity as you're making the decisions.
And we pick them in the one that we feel they're most qualified for. They had they did serve as a sub-consultant to the tollway before. It was back in February of 2010. So item 11, this is a construction management upon request contract. The award is recommended to the joint venture of Cotter Consulting and Sibcon. Both of those are, Cotter is a DWB firm and Sibcon is a DMB firm. This joint venture is committed to exceed our DB requirement. Item 12, this is a professional service contract for construction management services upon request. Award is recommended to the DMB firm Accurate Group in the amount of $5 million. They are a new client to the tollway. They have submitted on several previous bulletins. They are also committed to exceeding our DB requirement. Item 13 is a professional service contract for construction management services upon request. Award is recommended to the DWBE firm Atlas Engineering in the amount of $2,500,000. They are a new prime to the tollway. They will have an informal mentor protege. Actually, one of their subs is Jacobs Engineering. It's a very large engineering firm. They can assist Atlas on this job, but Atlas will be running this job as the prime consultant. Item 14, this is an upon request contract for professional services associated with utility locations and identifications. Award is recommended to HBK Engineering in amount of $5 million. They are a new prime to the tollway. And in this contract, they will have a mentor-protege arrangement also with Roderick Group, which has done work for us as a subcontractor, sub-consultant. Item 15 is a professional service contract for materials engineering services system-wide. This is the vendor who will do quality assurance testing for our hot mix asphalt production, also our Portland cement concrete production. Award is recommended to the state testing in the amount of $5 million, and state has committed to our DB requirement. And some of the items that might appear on your agenda, it could say the dollar values are under review. I've been told that all of them have been submitted now, and they will have that removed before the board meeting. So we aren't anticipating any big changes in the dollar values. Item 16, this is a professional services supplement. It's for design work. The value of it is $178,500, and it is for the joint venture of BCP Tollway Partners, and that's a tri-venture, actually, of Bowman Barrett, Christopher Burke, and also Premira. The overall increase to the contract with the supplement is 1.5%. They did some additional work for us in evaluating various stormwater retention options for us, and also they modified some staging plans because they have work that's at the Elgin Toll Plaza, and they actually helped us out tremendously by reducing the number of stages there from 12 to only 7. So they did good design work for us, and we are going to benefit operationally for sure from their work product. We did have one construction change order on this month's agenda. It's item 17. And this is to authorize payment in the amount of $285,000. It's on contract 4066. This is Lord Construction Company. They're doing work at our 294-57 interchange. This work that we need to add into their contract is to relocate a water main. The water main, we knew the water main was there because it did show on the municipality's utility atlas. However, it was not at the correct location or depth. So when they went to install the ditch, the water main was in conflict with it, so we have to relocate it in order to move forward with our work. Item 18 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $45,779.02. And this is to the Reyes Group. It's on 4091. And I will note the Reyes Group, this is one of the new tollway contractors. They're finishing this job well within the established award amount and exceeding our DBE requirement. They did good work here. Item 19 is a final release of retainage in the amount of $37,273.16. Once this is on contract 4094 with Earthworks Land Improvement and Development, and once again, you know, they were a new tollway contractor who's completing work for us within the budget and on time. Item 20 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $173,590.24. It's on contract 5629 with R.W. Dunteman. They did work to relocate the Dixie Creek at the I-294-I-57 interchange. This work is getting completed within the established budget. And there was a DBE final shortfall, but it was reviewed and approved by Diversity.
Yep.
Item 21 is a Di Benedetto resolution for real estate on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. I think typically we defer this item to the board meeting. And I'll do that again here. We shared information, I believe, with the board, so we added some additional parcels. And item 22, we can take action on, and what I'm asking on behalf of our land acquisition group is that we increase our authority to spend money on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project. We want to increase our land acquisition budget by $130 million here. I will note, not all these funds are going to be spent in 2014. The overall budget for right-of-way is much greater than that, but this will allow us to keep moving forward on all of our land acquisition work, and we will come back to the board when we need additional authorizations.
It was 30 million. What was the original authorization?
I think we started out with 30 million.
30 million, but now what's the total budget for the
I know that on the next slide, I think we showed
563 is what we're showing.
Yes.
Was the total budget now minus amount.
Right, so with our original authorization of 30 million and this additional authorization of 130 million, we'll have a total cap of 160 million that we can spend up to for land acquisition work on the Western Access Corridor, which we all feel comfortable as well within our established budget right now. And you know, as things progress, we'll come back to our board.
I would just like to compliment engineering, procurement, and minority and diversity, because I think we've got so many new people who are being involved in the work at the tollway, both just new companies and also people of color and women. And so I think Christy, under her leadership, and Mike has done a fabulous job in really making sure that we do this with complete integrity, but that we established this principle long ago with this board, and I think you've been very rigorous and thoughtful and disciplined in terms of the way you've gotten there. So congratulations, Mr. Lucas. Good work.
Okay. questions for Paul? No? Legal, David?
Wait, motions at that, do you want to...
You want to do motions, go back, give Ken, you haven't done any motions yet.
Yeah.
We need to go back and, we need to go back and take each one.
Or is it...
So we'll go back to procurement, and, any objections to taking, if any recusals in procurement? So if they're being done, do I hear a motion to approve under procurement items 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes, moves to the full board. Engineering, we have some recusals. I guess we could take items 1 through 15, unless there's any objection. If they're being done, do I have a motion to approve items 1 through 15 under engineering?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Motion for consent. Board agenda. Item 16, we have a recusal of Director Darcy. Do I hear a motion to approve item 16 under engineering?
So moved.
So I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Items 17,
18, 19, 20. You can pull in
22
also.
And 22, leave 21 out. Do I hear any objections to those?
Take them all at once.
Okay.
So motion approved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent. Item 21 will be discussed at the board executive session. Okay, brings us to legal.
Great, thank you, Director. We do have a few straightforward IGAs. The first one, the tollway in the village of Gilbert's, under state law environmental requirements. The tollway needs to purchase stormwater detention credits in connection with work along I-90. We've had discussions with Gilbert's, and we'll be purchasing 8 acre feet of stormwater detention volume for the purchase price of $480,000. That IGA before you. Second one, the board has seen similar items recently. This is with the Village of Hampshire along I-90 out where Briar Hill Road crosses. We'll be taking down the bridge, reconstructing it, and then following that project, the IGA sets out the rights and responsibilities between the tollway and the village for the maintenance of the bridge and access rights that the tollway needs to areas that affect the roadways. And the third one is with tollway, the village of Itasca and IDOT, in connection with work in the 53-290 area. The village will be transferring two parcels to the tollway at no cost, and the tollway has agreed as part of that work to construct sidewalks and noise walls at the village's request. And this will set those rights and responsibilities between the parties.
Any questions? No questions? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve items under legal 1, 2, and 3?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent board agenda. The other items are going to be deferred to a future meeting. And discussed at the board meeting executive session. Those are items, correct? Any unfinished business?
Just one fun thing. I apologize. On the earlier ERP item, I think what we can do, because there were some questions, we can send out the evaluation criteria and, you know, a little sense. And then if you want to have further discussion, you know, at the board meeting about why those criteria were selected or important, just so that we can, you know, share some additional information about, you know, what was important in the selection of that vendor, since there were some questions on it. I wanted to be conscious of the, you know, agreements that we all signed, but I may want to make sure that everybody's getting the information that they need too. So if that's acceptable, we'll send that out and can have some further discussion if anybody wants to.
I think you did a great job explaining. I think it'd be good to have the criteria.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with the explanation.
Okay, anything else? Any unfinished business? Any new business? We don't need executive session today, so I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.